Thanksgiving Thanks by Isabel Chaperon. I stay up late and wake up early cheering for the feast that is about to come. On the day of giving, I give my love to thee above. Even though we're fatigued, we are pleased with what we are about to receive. My mother makes the ham, I make the corn, potatoes, and biscuits, and my sister provides the music. Quick, hurry, get on your feet so you can buy some pumpkin pie before you eat. Now everyone sit down, say your grace, and make sure to give thanks for the human race.
This is called My Brother. I packed three snacks for you, circus peanuts, candy, a strawberry pop tart, and watermelon brisk, all your favorites. Out of everyone, you picked me to stay at the hotel before you left. You and me, jokesters that we are, spending the evening getting Jonathan back for taking your stickers by. In the morning, we waited for room service, our last meal together, blueberry waffles and bacon. I gave you my last $20 because you forgot yours, and I watched you board the plane. You stopped, turned, and waved. I waved back. We had joked around saying, I won't miss you, and I will never write to you. But deep down, my brother, we knew the truth.
Hi. We are the dancers, always dancing, always moving, pushing hard beyond our limits. We are the dancers, always comparing, always pushing, jumping, leaping, desperately. Dancing, the place we all excel. We are the dancers, letting everything go and just being ourselves. And finally, we are free, we are flying, being our own person. We are the dancers. We dance because it enables us all to be unique, holding on while letting go at the same time. We are the dancers.
Our teachers came and gathered us into our class. We were going upstairs when I made the realization that I don't have my speech. It was incredibly scary to find that out. I asked my teacher, Mrs. Baxter, softly, can I go in look in the band room to see if my speech is in there? She whispered back, yes, go, but very quickly. I zoomed back down to the band room only not to find it. Tears started rolling down my cheek like raindrops on a car window. I wiped them away quickly so no one would be able to see them. I ran back upstairs in the nick of time. You were just about to enter. The next speech was made by me, but there was one problem. I didn't have it. As a result, my teacher, Mrs. Wentworth, came to me and told me there was an extra copy in the podium. Thank you, I said gratefully.